The church of the future is here now. It's our young adults. To help us guide them into a growing relationship with God and each other is pastor and author J.P. Pokluta. His book is called Welcoming the Future Church. Good morning, J.P.
Hey, Todd. How are you, man? Thanks for having me on.
J.P. is a man in his 50s. I can safely say that one generation has their way of thinking and then struggle somewhat to understand the next. Is that why you wrote this book?
That's exactly why. And consider the side effects, if you will, the symptoms, the fallout from that problem. Because the reality is, if the church is not reaching the future, if they're not reaching the next generation, then that means it's going to die with that current generation. And I'm not saying that as almost like as a fear-mongering or, you know, doomsday, which could be appropriate in these times. I'm saying that because it's a math problem. Like, if we're not reaching the future of our churches, then our churches have no future. And so that is the heartbeat of this book. Every statistic we look at says that the fastest growing religion that we're seeing is the nuns. That people are leaving the church in droves, especially the next generation. That I read a statistic the other day that 70% of people leave the church after the age of 18. And I'm like, gosh, this paints a really gloomy picture of history, and it hasn't been my experience. What I've seen, where I've had the privilege of doing ministry, is the fastest growing demographic of our church, and I've been a part of two now, has been young adults, 20s, you know, 18 to 35. That they are coming in by the drove, and so I just thought, people were asking, hey, what are you doing that we're not doing, and how can you help us? And I was traveling the world, going to these conferences and giving these breakouts about how to reach the next generation. And some, you know, a publisher contacted me and said, hey, can you put that in a book? And so we did. And so this is the very best information from those conferences about how to reach the future.
Hmm. Now, one of the things that you stress is transparency when, say, the millennial generation is looking at religion, maybe as a whole, or maybe Christianity very specifically. Why is that so important to them, and why hasn't it been so important? It seems like it should have been important all along.
Yeah, it is the reason that they are leaving the church in authenticity. Nobody wants to go to church to see a replica of their favorite celebrity pastor. Nobody wants to go to church and try and see somebody who's trying to pretend like they have it all together. The next generation is starving for authenticity. They want to hear about the fight that you got in with your spouse. They want to hear about the time that you just whiffed with your kids, a time that you made a sinful decision in response to a materialistic urge or a lustful urge, whatever that was, and for you to talk about that. And that's when they're leaning in and they're thinking, man, I can relate to this person because they're struggling with those sins. And when you go in and you try to present to be holy, and they sense that that's a sham, they're out. Like, you got one shot with them and they're looking for realness. And so I believe that's the number one reason they are leaving the church is inauthenticity. And so, yes, the first thing I'm going to ask leaders of this generation to do is to be real. And it's important for me to say that this book is not just for pastors. It's really for any leader who is struggling to reach or lead millennials or Gen Z in this time. That's who I really want to help.
It seems like a relief, okay? So, you know what? We don't have to pretend to be something that we're not. I mean, we just live life. That's good for us, and it's good for those that we want to reach, right?
Yeah, like hipster, you know, get the line in your hair, wear the skinny jeans, or now the cargo pants, or keep up with the latest trends, and think, okay, what do I need to do to reach them? I think that's where the church has failed, is it's try to do that. I got thousands of millennials who would love to sit with a 65-year-old and learn and hear about days past and learn about, you know, their spiritual disciplines and their routines. They don't need him to be or her to present to be cool, if you will, to be relevant. They don't need him wearing, you know, Justin Bieber's latest hoodie. He can just be himself. She can just be herself and reach that next generation. And that's where I think the church is whiffed at.
The book is called Welcoming the Future Church by pastor and author J.P. Pokluta. Thanks, J.P.
Yeah, thank you so much, Todd. And if I could ask of your listeners, what I'm trying to do, I want to invite them to be a part of a movement, which is I'm trying to put a copy of this book in every single church in the world. And so a lot of times people are like, I wonder what's a gift I could get my pastor or my youth minister or my worship leader. And this is that gift. So join the movement, putting Welcoming the Future Church in every church in the world. And I'm so thankful for the time.
It's a big goal. Thanks, JP.
Thank you so much, friend.